So I read that, and we go to this restaurant, and who had the best ham sandwich? Oh, dear God. It was like three kinds of ham. This is a sandwich Big Fatty would like. It had like, what is it, Black Forest ham, honey ham, and something else. Oh, my God. And it was heated a little bit. And it had, it was like honey mustard, but I don't know what honey mustard and onions. Oh, yum.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, dear God.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1363. The BFO for Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2013. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. We've got voice letters, and believe it or not, not a single one of them is from Miss Bacon. Big Freddy! Hello, baby daddies. Big Freddy, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope you're home. Day is going well, dear. I see y'all. Actually, you're not all baby daddies, but y'all, there is one person. There is one person who has a new baby, who's a baby daddy. And y'all, it is that Timmy Sims. Y'all, he was chatting with he knows the right source to go to when you have those testicular questions, the computer technological questions. And y'all, so he was asking me what kind of a new Mac computer he might should be getting. Y'all, I suggested that he get the 15-inch MacBook Pro with the rectal display. Big Fatty! And y'all, he thought that his Apple snack store had closed up on him, but y'all, it was hiding. It was just hiding. It was hiding. And, y'all, he was in there, and I said, I want to know what the BFO WWW looks like on the rectal display. And, y'all, he said, lovely, just lovely. So, y'all, I'm waiting confirmation on that. But, y'all, the last word I saw was someone was about to get a new gadget. And, y'all, you know, this is good. This is very good to mention this because, you know, the Vons, yo, you know, with all those gift cards that y'all are going to be sending her for her a celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. She'll be able to get her one of those too. Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Now, y'all, want to talk to you today about a couple of things I heard on other little show. Y'all, by the way, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that terminally single Tim? Oh, dear, I see. And y'all, he's talking about a ham sandwich. You know, I hope that was not part of a plan to take out Big Fatty the way that Mama Cass went out. Big Fatty! But anyway, but you know, Big Fatty could go out on a ham sandwich, y'all. He could, you know, just take them down with a ham sandwich, Big Fatty. But y'all, I heard, you know, the big liar that Mr. Mike Lawson, y'all, he was on that cup show that he does with Joe. He was talking about being in the San Francisco and going to the Eagle. You know, does anybody remember who used to do that? Do you remember who used to do it? Huh? Do you remember, huh? Y'all, that was Omar. Omar, the other O, used to do that. Anyway, he went to the San Francisco Eagle, which has recently just reopened, y'all. And y'all, I believe, I'm not sure what night he went. I really wasn't listening that closely. Big Fatty. You know, Mr. Michael Brandon, who the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No. just absolutely adores and comes to Big Fatty's Horror Events. You know, he has events there at the San Francisco Eagle. Afterwards, he and a friend went over to the Powerhouse. And y'all, let me just say, the Powerhouse is one of Big Fatty's favorite hangouts. And I believe that that Kim Beaver has been to the Powerhouse, although I cannot confirm nor deny this, nor can I confirm nor deny if Miss Beaver has been on the back porch. Big Fatty. But y'all, he was talking about the Bobo honking on the back porch. And y'all, if Big Fatty was going to be coming out to the San Francisco, so nice to name it twice, I'd probably have my meet and greet there at the Powerhouse. And I know that Peter G wouldn't mind that. And or, you know, perhaps maybe we just have it at the Blow Buddy. Big Fatty, please, that's the after party. That Mr. Mike Lawson, I'm gonna tell you something. You know, he likes to pretend to be Mr. Innocent. Y'all, by the way, he's back on the Grin Doctor, y'all. So if you're out there in the Bay Area, so nice to name you twice, get on the Grin Doctor, and if you see Mr. Mike Lawson, just say, hi, 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 hi. Y'all, you know, it's the quiet ones, the quiet and innocent pretending ones that... That you gotta look out for. You just gotta look out for them. But y'all, on an entirely different note, that is the last of the beef roast that I had, and y'all, it was good. But y'all, I've had gas all afternoon. Big Fatty, what else is new? But y'all, I was listening to that Mark and Calendar, and he was saying that. Y'all, he gets worried. He gets the what ifs is what I call it. He is not alone in that. I think there's a lot of people that get something stuck in their mind and they put themselves into a frenzy sometimes. And y'all, that's never good. But y'all, just if you ever find yourself in that situation, and Big Fatty's been there before also, noticing that you're in that situation, you can work hard to concentrate on something else or go do something else. And Mark was saying that he would get busy doing something else and he wouldn't think about it for a while, but then it would come back. And so, y'all, it is possible. To try to get it off your mind and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, y'all, just watch out for those what ifs. Big Fatty, we will do it.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, and hello, Poodle.
Hi.
This is Scott, Sater 69 on the Twitter,
yes.
So the Sater Sphere podcast.
Lovely.
You wanted more phone calls. I thought I'd help out and
call
let you know that you are, and you saw this coming, dead to me. How dare you call me batshit crazy?
Well,
at least he said, well, Poodle said,
yes.
That I'm as batshit crazy as you,
yes.
And that's okay.
Okay.
And that's not true. At least
okay.
He didn't say I was as batshit crazy as Kathy Bacon.
No!
And I am so glad,
yes,
to hear that Miss Kitty and her favorite dancing girl, Olive, are patrons of the arts.
Oh, they're lovely.
Kind of like you, but you're a patron of the farts.
Yes!
So I can see how you two are friends. But I just called to say that you're dead to me.
Oh.
Poodle, you are not.
Oh, okay.
Poodle, I still adore you,
okay,
so much.
Okay, that's all that matters.
So very, very much.
Lovely.
So there's that.
Okay.
And now I'd like to announce that, as is always my luck, whoever the next caller is will get fanfares and be the 20,000th caller, because I never win it. It's always the person right after me. Okay, talk to you later. Love you, you fat one. Love you. Bye-bye. Oh, I got to do my catchphrase. This is a Seder. I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That is a Seder 69. And, you know, Poodle, you almost got in trouble there. Yes, Big Betty, but he loves me. It's true. It's true. Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, are patrons of the arts. And Big Fatty is a patron of the farts. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Big Fatty is a patron of the farts. Big Fatty, please. Now, y'all, before I play our next call, I've got to put some sound effects in here. So one moment, please.
Big Fatty, it's Kyle Boy. I enjoyed your recent addition to the your podcast, and I have a submission possibly for a word, podsturbation. So you could submit that out to your fans to find out who can come up with a good definition for it. I was teetering on two definitions. One, pleasuring oneself to certain podcasters' voices while listening, or the act of regularly gaining oral pleasure from podcasts, not just one podcast, but several podcasts, several times a day. Anyway, what do you think, Big Fatty? All right. I look forward to your next show. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that is at Kyle and the Hawaiians. And Kyle, first of all, thank you for calling. Y'all, he's come up with a word now. It's called podsturbation. And you heard his suggested meanings for that. Y'all, if you've got a different meaning that you'd like to submit, please let Big Fatty know. But Kyle, I think that podsturbation would not just be limited to hearing the voices of podcasters. I have a feeling that there have been more than a handful. Big Fatty, that is a terrible way of putting it. There are more than a handful of listeners that probably like to podsturbate when you call the BFO. Big Fatty, you can say that again. You can Big Fatty.
I see someday we're gonna marry and you'll be my pineapple queen.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Gavin. I just wanted to call you because hear that? I had a coupon, and I just wanted you to know I went to AC Moore, and I bought two things of yarn to complete my Breakfast with Big Fatty crochet project for Pride 48, and I spent $24 and saved $13.37. I think that's a good saving, so just thought I'd call you and let you know, since you got getting a little tired of hearing the batshit crazy Bacon calling you every fucking day. Anyway, I love you. Love you, Bacon. Bye.
Big Fatty, he was a don't be ugly to Miss Bacon. That's not nice. So, y'all, that was the Gavin, the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, I believe he is the most recent number one. You know, we hadn't heard a word. Hadn't heard a word from the number one fan of the BFO for 2013. Y'all, that's Kim Jong Gravitas, y'all. He's getting ready to fire his missile. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. But Gavin, thank you so much. And y'all, if you don't know what Gavin's talking about his project, y'all, he is making hoop skirts. He is making hoop skirts. He's making two of them. They're round, and it looks like bacon and eggs. And I think that they're going to be some sort of a prize during the Pride 48. I don't know exactly how that's going to work yet or anything. But it's evidently going to be some sort of prize during the Pride 48 weekend. Y'all, by the way, we did not have a suits meeting last Sunday. We're going to have it this coming Sunday on the 21st. So y'all, please make sure you get your questions in to Nessa at pride48.com. She'll bring those to the table, so to speak. And y'all, I'm gonna go over here to the Twitty and just check and see if that Timmy Sims has got his baby yet. Mike Lawson is asking about Chia Wine. We know. Oh, there's a picture. He has a new baby. Let's just look at the picture, y'all. It is the MacBook Pro. Oh, Timmy, I'm so happy for you. Lovely. So y'all send Timmy Sims a cigar and wish him congratulations on the new baby. And anyway, Timmy, thank you. Congratulations. But Mike Lawson, that chill wine, that's big over in the North Kakalaki. I know that the Danberries enjoy the chill wine. I don't know if Moose P likes it or not. I know he prefers a martini to the chill. Big fatty, don't we all? So anyway, y'all, I'm going to go over here to the... I hadn't seen anything over at the Spot and Big Fatty lately, so y'all, you better get on that. Better get on it. Anyway, y'all thought I'd go over here to the mailbag and see what we hadn't seen in a while. My mother sent me something. It's how old is grandma? And y'all, stay with this. The answer is at the end. It says, one evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events, and the grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at school and the computer age and things in general. The grandmother replied, well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polio shots, frozen food, Xerox, contact lenses, frisbees, and the pill. There were no credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not yet invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air, and man hadn't walked on the moon. Your grandfather and I first got married and then lived together. Every family had a father and a mother. Until I was 25, I called every man older than me, sir. And after 25, I still called a policeman and every man with a title, sir. We were before gay rights, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. You can tell my mother sent this to me. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Serving your country was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was what people ate during Lent. Having meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Time sharing meant the family spent together in the evening and on weekends, not the purchasing of a condominium. In my day, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. And would you like to know how old grandma was? Well, y'all, she was 59 years old, born in 1952. Big fatty, she's just 4 years older than you. Y'all, it's true. It is absolutely true. So, y'all, that tells you a lot about how the world has changed since old Big Fatty was shot out of the Hatteras. Big Fatty, please, we don't need to hear about anything shooting out of the Hatterina. In fact, I think that you're probably going to disturb that terminally single Tim. Tim, you didn't hear that, or did you?
Oh, dear God.
Oh, dear God, he heard it. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.